With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem labeling the actions of the suspect killed Saturday in Minneapolis as domestic terrorism.
This individual showed up to impede a law enforcement operation and assaulted our officers. They responded according to their training and took action to defend the officer's life and those of the public around him.
And Noem says the man was clearly armed.
I don't know of any peaceful protester that shows up with a gun and ammunition rather than a sign. This is a violent riot when you have someone showing up with weapons and are using them to assault law enforcement officers.
And Noem is accusing Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey of inciting violence against federal officers, while stressing that President Trump is prepared to invoke the Insurrection Act if deemed necessary. Forecasters say more than half now of the U.S. population being affected by snow, ice, and bitter cold as a massive storm sweeps across the country. National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira.
We're looking at over 170 million Americans that are going to be impacted by some form of winter weather, whether it be snow, sleet, or freezing rain. So quite a number of people are covering quite a large portion of the U.S.
For the homeless, this weather can easily become deadly. Whitney Slater is staying at a center in Detroit.
I wish I was in a better predicament, but to be going through what I'm going through, my first night staying here, it was awesome. I'm not going to lie. It was very welcoming, very warm. I felt sheltered for sure.
Explosion and fire in a New York high-rise, one dead, 14 injured. This is SRN News. Do you trust your pastor?
A lot of Americans do not. According to the latest Gallup poll, only 27% of respondents say they believe that clergymen possess a high degree of honesty and will behave in an ethical fashion. An avalanche of pastors getting in very public trouble over the past few years has almost certainly contributed to the low score that the profession receives. However, clergymen did beat out bankers, CEOs, and members of Congress in the poll. Michael Harrington reporting.
New head of the New York City Council has a plan to reduce anti-Semitism in the Big Apple. Among other things, Julie Manin wants a 100-foot buffer zone established around all synagogues and Jewish schools to keep protesters at a distance. Governor Kathy Hochul had already offered a buffer zone, but hers was only a 25-foot limit. Anti-Semitism has been surging in New York in the past few years. This is SRN News. Russian attacks on Ukraine killing one person, wounding 31 more, as negotiators from Ukraine, Russia, and the U.S. were set to meet in Abu Dhabi. That would mark the second day of talks aimed at ending Moscow's nearly four-year invasion. We have more on the story now from BBC correspondent Sarah Rainsford.
It seems like Russia was targeting the civilian infrastructure here, the civilian heating and power infrastructure. What Ukraine says is happening, and it's what many people I've been speaking to here believe too. They feel like this is a deliberate kind of punishment for them for refusing to surrender to Russia and to what it wants. And of course, those hardline positions have been presented again at the talks in Abu Dhabi, where Russia has said it wants all of that land in the eastern Donbass that it hasn't yet captured by force to be handed over by Ukraine, essentially for free, which Ukraine is saying it can't and it won't do.
More details, srnnews.com.